of running water had created a perfect storm for illness. My stepfather ran a tiny dentistry practice in the front room of our apartment and needed the soap as much as anyone, maybe even more so. But as desperate as Samuel's need for soap was, my mother's need for food eclipsed it. And so there Davidek and I were. It was generally considered a woman's job to go to the market, but mother needed to conserve every bit of strength she could. And the street vendor Samuel wanted me to speak to was blocks away from our home.
"And Roman? One was behind a big dumpster."
He hesitated, then grimaced.
"Except I think we missed that one yesterday."
I didn't ask how he'd come to that conclusion. I knew that the answer was liable to make my heart race and my vision darken. Sometimes it felt as if my anger was simmering just below the surface, at my 9-year-old brother and the rest of my family. Although none of this was their fault. At Sala, my boss at the factory on Novolipki Street, even though he was a good man, and he'd gone out of his way to help me and my family more than once. At every damn German I laid eyes on. Always them. Especially them. A sharp, uncompromising anger tinged every interaction those days. And although that anger started and ended with the Germans who had changed our world, it cycled through everyone else I knew before it made its way back where it belonged.
"There was one here yesterday, in the middle of the road at the entrance to the market."
Davidek had already told me all about that one, but I let him talk anyway. I hoped this running commentary would spare him from the noxious interior that I was currently grappling with. I envied the ease with which he could talk about his day, even if hearing the details filled me with guilt. Guilt I could handle. I probably deserved it. It was the anger that scared me. I felt like my grip on control was caught between my sweaty hands, and at any given moment, all it would take was for someone to startle me and I'd lose control. The street stall came into view through the crowd. There was always a crush of people on the street until the last second before 7 o'clock curfew. This was especially the case in summer, when the oppressive heat inside the ghetto apartments could bring people to faint. Besides which, the overcrowding inside was no better than the overcrowding outside. I had no idea how many people were inside those ghetto walls. Samuel guessed 1 million. Mrs. Kuklinski in the bedroom beside ours said it was much more. Mother was quite confident that it was maybe only 100,000. All I knew was that ours was not the only apartment in the ghetto designed for one family that was currently housing 4. In fact, there were many living in even worse conditions. While the population was a hot topic of conversation on a regular basis, it didn't actually matter all that much to me. I could see with my own eyes and smell with my own nose that however many people were trapped within the ghetto walls, it was far, far too many. When the vendor's table came into view, my heart sank. She was already packing up for the day, and there was no produce left. I was disappointed, but not surprised. There had been little chance of us finding food so late in the day, let alone food that someone would barter for a simple slip of soap. Davidek and I had passed a store that was selling eggs, but they'd want zwarte for the eggs, not a tiny scrap of soap. "Wait here a minute," I murmured to my brother, who shrugged as he sank to sit on an apartment stoop. I might have let him follow me, but even after the depths our family had sunk to over the years of occupation, I still hated for him to see me beg. I glanced at him, recording his location to memory, and then pushed through the last few feet of people mingling on the sidewalk until I reached the street vendor. She shook her head before I'd spoken a word.
"I am sorry, young man. I have nothing to offer you."
"I am Samuel Gorka's son," I told her. It was an oversimplification of a complicated truth, but it was the best way I could help her place me.
"He fixed your tooth for you, remember? A few months ago. His practice is on me."